Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Setting Farm Bureau's focus for 2021, key topics ranged from farm diversity to farm labor and dairy policy to livestock marketing. Sam Kiefer, AFBF Vice President of Public Affairs, says Farm Bureau delegates voted to increase racial diversity in agriculture.
Recognizing the importance of broadening access to agriculture, our delegates voted to increase racial diversity in farming. Our new policy calls for increased funding for USDA programs that make inheriting farms easier and to promote diverse farmland ownership.
Kiefer says delegates also support re-examining the 2018 Farm Bill modifications to the milk pricing formula and increasing transparency in the cattle markets.
Our delegates voted to provide stability in the market by supporting efforts to increase negotiated sales in fed cattle markets. Our delegates also are calling on the Risk Management Agency to provide hurricane protection coverage against both hurricane force winds and excessive rainfall, and supporting modifications to the specialty crop insurance product that would allow greater options and minimize food waste.
Other policy priorities include support for farm labor reforms.
Recognizing the importance of the H-2A program, but also calling for reforms to expand the program and provide visa workers for both seasonal and year-round operations, specifically dairy, mushrooms, and other operations that are not just for one time of the year.
Delegates also elected members to serve on the AFBF Board of Directors and National Program Committees. Farm Bureau wrapped up their virtual convention last week. At the 102nd Annual Convention, they adopted policies to guide the organization's work in 2021. For the first time in AFBF history, this is when delegates met and voted virtually due to COVID-19. You can find all the details at fb.org. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the USDA will provide additional assistance through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The agency will be expanding eligibility for some agricultural producers and commodities and updating payments to accurately compensate those producers who already applied to the program. Producers who are now eligible and those who need to modify existing applications due to these updates. Producers who are now eligible and those who need to modify their existing applications due to these updates can contact the USDA's Farm Service Agency between January the 19th and February the 26th. Among some of the changes, contract producers of swine, broilers, laying hens, chicken eggs, and turkeys who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 compared to 2019 because of COVID are also eligible for assistance. Also, producers of pullets and turf grass sod are now eligible for CFAP payments. Those commodities weren't explicitly included in the initial CFAP 2 rules. You can learn about all the other changes at farmers.gov/CFAP. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.